From the moment that an animal is born, it has to make decisions. It has to decide which of the things around it are for eating, and which are to be avoided. When to attack, and when to run away. The animal is, in effect, playing a complicated and potentially very dangerous game with its environment. A game in which it must make decisions, for which the reward is survival, and the penalty for a mistake, discomfort, or obliteration. This is a difficult and unpleasant business, and few animals would survive if they had to start from scratch and learn about the world wholly by trial and error, for there are far too many possible decisions which would prove fatal. So we find in practice that the game is always rigged in favor of the young animal in one way or another. All species cheat in some way. Either the animal is protected during the early stages of its learning about the world around it, or the knowledge of which way to respond is built into its nervous system from the start. Let us consider our own species as an example of an animal in which responses are wholly, or almost wholly, determined by individual experience. I have a small son. The fact that he has survived to the age of 2, despite an inquiring mind, and, for all practical purposes, no knowledge whatever of the properties of things in the world around him, is largely due to considerable care on the part of his normally untidy parents. Since he happened to us, we clear up. We hide saws and chisels. We lay ladders flat instead of leaving them propped against things. And we shut the garden gate. In short, the boy's opportunities for experiment are kept within limits, so that while he is free to learn by experience, we can be fairly sure that he is not going to hurt himself really badly. As he learns more about the world, we can relax the limits. It is generally accepted that it takes 20 years to become independent, so we have another 18 years to go.